Log Talk Radio.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to indie filmmaker turned iPhone app developer Alex Ferrari, whose latest work is called Red Princess Blues. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 600 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by ThePartyAuthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call The Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. And Mr. Media is recorded live in the new media capital of the world and home of the second-best team in baseball, St. Petersburg, Florida. Alex Ferrari hasn't received the break he deserves yet from Hollywood, so he continues to make his own luck. The independent filmmaker, who was one of my very first guests on Mr. Media Radio back in 2007, promoting his short horror story, Broken, is back today for the second time to talk about Red Princess Blues. The last time he was here, Alex had produced a short animated subject with the help of actress Paula Garces, who you may know from appearing in Sci-Fi's Warehouse 13 and all three Harold and Kumar movies, and she voiced the lead character then. The cartoon was intended as a proof of concept for full feature Red Princess Blues. Now, today, Alex is here to talk about a left turn he's taken with the film, which you can download right now, right this minute, as an iPhone app. But first, let's capture some of the atmospherics of Red Princess Blues with this trailer. Listen up. Alex Ferrari, welcome back to Mr. Media. There you are. Hey, Alex.
How you doing, sir?
Good. I got a bit of a tickle in my throat, so if I've hesitated a few times in speaking, it's I got to explain. That's all it is. Long time no talk.
It's all good. I know. It's been about a year or two, I would say.
Yeah, and so your movie is an iPhone app. What?
Well, after I did the animated project of Red Princess Blues, it did go around town a little bit around LA and Hollywood, and people were very interested in the project, but it got confusing for a lot of people thinking it was an animated project. So once I moved to Los Angeles and set up shop here and was able to build up some good connections and relationships, I decided to shoot the opening of the screenplay of the feature film, the live-action feature film, and show them the world of what we can do with little money, and also introduce them to the world of Red Princess Blues and show them what I can do and prove that we can do a really high-quality product at low cost. And then as a marketing idea, I'm saying, because with Broken, we sold over 5,000 DVDs of it, I don't want to do that again. So I was like, well, what's new? What's the new way of kind of distributing a film? And I said, well, no one's really done an app before, because you really can't get into the iTunes store unless you're going through a major distributor like Shorts.com or Sundance or, you know, one of those guys, to get independent films on the iTunes store. So it's kind of locked off to independent filmmakers. So I said, well, why not create an app for it and allow consumers or audience members, if you will, to download it directly. And for 99 cents, you know, you really can't argue. You get 11 minutes short, plus a ton of behind-the-scenes videos, photos, links to other projects, other things, and a YouTube channel, Twitter channel. I mean, it's pretty much an entire encompassing world of Red Princess Blues and what we're doing with it right now. And it's doing well so far. So it's I guess a lot of people have been telling me that I'm kind of at the ahead of the curve on this. Nobody's really done this before. And if they have, I haven't heard of it, and not many people have either. So we're trying to market it and see if that gathers some momentum.
Did you hit any resistance from the folks at the at the App Store within Apple? I mean, they're
Not one little bit. It went through like no problem at all. It's they had no problem with it. They had no problem with it at all. It Apple is, you know, it's the mysterious Oz. You know, they do what they will. You know, they I've been an Apple. You know, I drank the Kool-Aid a long time ago with Apple, and they're like the mysterious Oz over there. They, you know, they will reject something for no reason, and they will accept something for no reason. So. It's up to them, and they, you know, thank God, knock on wood, they completely accepted it and went through without a hitch. So we were very very pleasantly surprised that it went through. And once it went through, it's all about marketing. It's all about getting the word out on it.
Yeah, I'm thinking that this is going to open floodgates to a lot of guys like yourself who've done these short kind of proof of concept things and have no apparent audience for it except to throw it on their website. And, you know, maybe this is a whole new market.
Well, yeah, hopefully it's a new distribution model for filmmakers. I mean, we're developing the app, the full iPad version. Right now you can download it obviously for iPad, but the full iPad version will be out in the next month or two, and hopefully later in the fall we'll have the Droid version of it.
Mm.
So we'll, between the two, we'll have 66% of the full mobile market, accessible to the full mobile market, and I have an iPhone, obviously, and I download apps all the time for a buck. Like, oh yeah, even if it just looks cool, you'll buy it. So, you know, my theory was, you know, if there's a filmmaker out there who hears about this and they have an iPhone, they'll download it. It's a dollar. You know, if you have an iPhone, you buy apps. It's, you know, it's usually the way it works. So I thought it was a good distribution model, and hopefully helps get the word out about the project. So at the end of the day, I'm not in the business of selling apps or in the business of selling DVDs. I want to make my movie, and hopefully this will, you know, shed some light on the project, which is the goal of it.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Is the end goal here still to produce a film, or is there any chance that you might find yourself becoming an iPhone an app developer because of this opportunity?
Absolutely not. I am a filmmaker 100%, and this is just an end to a means, or a means to an end, excuse me. It's, you know, I've been following the dream of being a director, directing feature films. I've been directing for many years, commercials and shorts and other things like that, but to do a feature film has been a goal of mine for as long as I can remember, and this is just another tool. It's just another tool, another avenue to see if I can gather some attention, and specifically attention to the project, and you know, hopefully it's not a gimmick. Hopefully, you know, a lot of people have seen the movie and really like it. They think it's something that's not out there right now in the marketplace. Mm. So hopefully this will gain some momentum.
One of the things I always found different about you, and you know, this is the third time we've talked on the show, and we talked once or twice off the air, is that you have a sense of marketing. You have a sense of, I'm not just producing, you know, a lovely picture. I've got to sell it. I don't have this big machine behind me, so I have to have a concept of marketing and you know, advertising.
Yeah, absolutely. I think filmmakers nowadays, it's something I preach all the time, is filmmakers don't think of the marketing aspect of things. They just concentrate on making a film, especially when they're indie filmmakers. They're just very enthralled with the film and the filmmaking process and making their movie look beautiful, and they think that just getting it in a festival or two is going to, you know, all the floodgates of money is going to come in, and Hollywood's just going to come down from the mountaintop and go, you can direct and come with me. And that rarely happens. It does, but it rarely happens. And, you know, if you really want to succeed as a filmmaker, you have to understand marketing. You have to understand how to get the word out on it, because when you're in the trenches, you have to do what you have to do. I mean, I was able to generate a tremendous amount of attention with Broken 5 years ago, and I was in Florida, for God's sakes. I wasn't even in Hollywood.
Hey, watch it. I'm still in Florida.
Hey, you know what I'm saying. I love Florida. I was raised there, born there, but it's not the Hollywood Mecca by any stretch of the imagination. I was able to generate a tremendous amount of interest in the project by doing marketing, and now I'm doing that again with Red Princess Blues and trying to get the word out again through it. And it's, again, picking up momentum, and we're getting reviews. We've gotten into nine or ten festivals already within the first 3 weeks of me submitting. People are definitely it's being received very well. And hopefully it will move forward to the next level. But marketing is, in today's world, if you don't understand marketing and understand what you're trying to sell, because this is a product. At the end of the day, it's a product. I know it's art. And, I'm an artist as well, but you could either be a starving artist, or you could be an artist that can move forward and get financing to do more art. All the great artists in the world have to deal with that, whether that be selling a painting, selling a book, or selling a movie. You have to understand how to market and how to get the word out on your projects and on your product. If not, you'll just get swallowed up by the immense amount of product and promotions are out there right now for so many other projects.
Now, Alex, pragmatist that you are you honestly going to tell me that if this does very well as an app, this kind of introduction to Red Princess Blues does well as an app, that you might not consider making two or three more 10-minute episodes that could later be stitched into a film to satisfy an audience that only knows it as an app?
I'll jump off that bridge when I get to it. I mean, if I'm able to direct and continue to tell my stories as a storyteller, if that avenue happens to be a mobile device, or that might be webisodes or feature films or things like that, absolutely, it's something that I'm open to. The end goal is to direct feature films and to get that that part of my career off the ground. But I'm open to anything. As long as I get to direct and direct good stories and move my career forward in whatever shape or form, absolutely. Being an iPhone developer, absolutely not. I don't want to do that.
Fair enough. Well, in a minute, I want to talk to you about some of the talent that's associated with this film, and also have you actually tell us a little about the story. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. And this is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview, the third interview with indie filmmaker and current iPhone app developer, whether he likes it or not, Alex Ferrari, whose latest project is Red Princess Blues. And we will be right back.
Ever thought of hosting your own radio show? Now you can by registering at blogtalkradio.com. While you're there, check out our selection of premium packages. To start your own show today, visit blogtalkradio.com.
Now this is the amazing question. If you could read my thoughts, you'd know you're listening to Mr. Media Radio.
And this is Bob Andelman, and I knew he was going to say that. And of course, you are listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with indie filmmaker and iPhone app developer Alex Ferrari, whose latest project is Red Princess Blues. And Alex, tell folks a little about the story that makes up Red Princess.
For the short or for the full feature?
Well, let's go with the short right now. Cause...
Okay, great. Short basically is about a little girl who, not a little girl, but a young woman who wants to get into the kind of after-hours carny show tents where all the carnival, all the carnies go to drink and do all sorts of devious things. But like a young woman who wants adventure, she wants to try to get in and to the 21 and over club, if you will. And there's a character played by Richard Tyson of Kindergarten Cop and 3 o'clock High fame. And he brings her into the world of the show tent. And by the time she figures out that she's in over her head, it's too late. And it's up to our hero princess, who is a knife thrower in the carnival that they're at, to save the day. And that's essentially the short.
And who plays Princess?
Princess is played by Rachel Grant. She is she's a Bond girl. She was in Die Another Day. And I also was able to have Richard Tyson, like I said before, and Robert Forster, the Academy Award nominee for Jackie Brown, was gracious enough to lend his immense talent as the narrator and playing the storyteller of Red Princess Blues.
I want to ask you, while you're doing this, this kind of thing is not making you a rich man. What else are you doing to pay the bills and make sure baby has a new pair of shoes?
Well, I own a post-production house in Los Angeles called NumRobot, and we specialize in red camera workflow, color correction, visual effects, post-production, supervision, visual effects supervision, titles, things like that. And we focus mostly on 5 million and under independent films, and music videos, commercials, you know, things like that. But that's what I do to pay the bills, and that's what helped pay the bills to make Princess in the first place.
And, excuse me, was the transition difficult going from Miami to Hollywood? I mean, it's not like you're the only guy out there doing that stuff.
You know, I was very blessed and very lucky. I landed from Miami. I landed and I was working. You know, I got a job doing my first job was a feature film, and I literally landed and set up my system first thing before we unpacked anything else. We would set up my system and start working. And I've, you know, never been busier in my life. It's been very, very blessed and very fortunate to be working a lot. And a lot of people tell me that. That, you know, friends of mine are out here, they're like, you know, Alex, you know, you don't just land in Los Angeles and start working like a madman, you know, it doesn't happen. I go, I'm sorry. I was very lucky, like I said, very lucky, very blessed to be working a lot. And, you know, the word got out on the kind of work that we do. And you know, it's been nonstop. I mean, I'm in the middle of 5 or 6 projects right now, mostly, 5 feature films, a TV show, 3-4 shorts, and a couple music videos, you know, all within the next month. So it's been very, very, very busy, and it's been kind of crazy. So, and on top of that, trying to promote Princess and taking meetings around town and things like that, trying to get the word out on her.
Well, maybe you haven't heard, but apparently there's this thing out there called a recession going on. So,
yeah, I believe me, I do hear about it, and I thank my lucky stars every day how busy I am and how fortunate I am to be working well.
What are you hearing from other independent filmmakers who you're dealing with, maybe as clients or just, you know, out and about? You know, has money dried up? Are they seeing opportunities? Are they having to do as you did with the app and look for opportunity in different places?
I think that there's, you know, in L.A. it's different than any other place in the world. You know, there's always something going on. There's always, you know, hundreds of filmmakers making their first movie or making a low-budget movie. You know, the price points of $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 features are more and more recent or coming along more and more. And also the invention of the red camera really kind of opened the door to a lot of filmmakers because you're able to get really high quality product at low cost. As far as money's concerned, yeah, I mean, if you're going to go out and try to get $3 or $4 million, which is what we're trying to do, it's hard. It's harder, no question. But there's a lot of dentists out there that have extra money apparently, and, you know, and are financing features. And, you know, I know, like I said, I'm working on 4 or 5 right now that are $1 million and below, all of them. So they are out there and they are happening, but they're not. It's not the heydays of the '90s or of independent. Like in the '90s, independent film was, you know, they were throwing millions of dollars, and even in the early parts of 2000s, they were doing that. Those days are gone, and those kind of money, you know, that kind of money of $7, $8, $10 million, you know, independently financed movies are rare, very rare, possible, but very rare. So, you know, filmmakers are stuck with a, either if you're in a $3 million or below, or $10 million and above, you're more likely to get financed than if you had a $5 million movie, because that's kind of a dead zone between $3 and $10 million. But the majority of the films that come through our doors are $3 million and below, and most of them are $1 million and below, believe it or not. And what happens to them afterwards, I don't know. I don't know how successful they are as far as selling them are concerned, things like that. But the one thing I can suggest to filmmakers, if you're going to make a film, try to get some sort of star or face on your project in one way, shape, or form, because if you don't, it's going to be extremely difficult for you to sell in today's very competitive marketplace.
Yeah. Well, last question. You did this proof of concept. You got some familiar faces, Richard Tyson, Rachel Grant. You got Robert Forster as your narrator. But if you have to lay off 6 months or a year before you can get the money to go back and actually shoot the entire feature, or some other, and knowing you, you'll find some other inventive way to do some more, do you have to start over again, or, you know, is this cast committed to coming back to you when you're able to do it again?
I would like to bring back as many people as I can from the short film, in one way, shape, or form, whether it's the characters that they played or other characters. But yeah, no, we would start from complete scratch. You know, the short that I've shot is not going to be a part of the feature film by any stretch.
Okay.
We'd have to start from scratch and shoot the movie, with a finalized cast. Things in Hollywood change, you know, on a minute by minute basis. So, hopefully, first step is to try to get the financing, and second half is trying to get a cast and bring back as many people as I can from the short, and, you know, friends and things like that I would like to have in the movie. And then we move on from there. You know, the goal is to try to make the dream come true. And you know as well as I do how long I've been out trying to get Princess out off the ground. And I think this is the first time that we actually have something really solid to show the actual look of what I'm trying to achieve and the actual environment and the world that I'm trying to create. And the theme that, you know, the kind of vibe that I'm trying to create with the world of Red Princess Blues. And hopefully, somebody will take notice. That's what we hope.
Well, listen, if you can't get Richard Tyson back, I'd like to suggest Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory. I think that would be
it. I think Jim's busy right now, but I would love Jim.
That would be fun to play against type, wouldn't it?
yes.
And he could be creepy in his own way, you know.
Absolutely. Not very threatening, but yes, creepy.
Well, listen,
I think little Tabitha would have beat him up.
folks, listen, you can catch Alex Ferrari's latest film, Red Princess Blues, only by downloading it at the moment from the Apple iPhone App Store, but it will be coming to Droid and perhaps other platforms a little later. Do you want to share a website, Twitter?
Absolutely. You know, I am a media whore. My website's www.redprincessblues.com. Please look us up on Facebook. Just type in Red Princess Blues and you'll friend us, please. And Twitter as well is twitter.com/RPBmovie.
Great.
And follow us there.
Great. Well, Alex Ferrari, always a pleasure, and thanks so much for coming back to Mr. Media again.
Bob, thank you so much for allowing me to whore myself out once again, sir. I truly appreciate it.
If you're going to say that you're whoring yourself out, I'll have you back again. I love that.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck, team. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye. And, folks, for more original interviews with America's top independent filmmakers, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. And you can now hear Mr. Media while you're on the go with Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile application. The latest episode of Mr. Media is always available for you. No syncing needed, no memory wasted. It's available for your iPhone, your Palm Pre, Android phones, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy, so go to Stitcher.com or check out the App Store for your individual mobile phone. And while you're there, check out some of my favorite online radio shows, including WTF with Mark Maron, The Nerdist, Inside Radio, and Doug Loves Movies. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia for your free audiobook. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. And while you're there, give us a few rating points. You know, maybe a lot. Maybe like five. Five would be nice. Say something nice in a review. We'd appreciate it. And, of course, you can follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and come spend it with us. Thanks for listening.